Today's daf is Shavuos daf Chof, and we are at the beginning of the third perek, perek Shavuos Shtayim. So we began about 3 weeks ago Masechet Shavuos, but as we saw, Masechet Shavuos doesn't really begin discussing the laws of Shavuos. Rather, it discusses from all topics the laws of Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. How do you go from Shavuos to Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav? Because the Masechta begins Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba. That's a halacha in Hilchos Shavuos Bitoy as it relates to a Karban Oil V'Yoyred. So the Mishnah mentions another halacha which is also Shtayim Shein Arba, another halacha that also involves a Karban Oil V'Yoyred, and that's Yediyas HaTumah Shtayim Shein Arba. And the Gemara digressed for two prokim, almost 20 blat, discussing Yediyas HaTumah. Stating that, the Gemara now returns to the original subject, which is Masechtas Shavuos. So Masechtas Shavuos, actually, or the laws of Shavuos, does require a little bit of an introduction, but we're going to go with the abridged version of it rather than the lengthy one. That is, there are many different types of Shavuos. There's what's called Shavuos Bitoy, which is when a person says, I swear I'll do this, or I swear I will do that, or I swear I won't do this, I swear I didn't do that. That's the shvuah that your parents told you never to make. It's a shvuah that's very much frowned upon, stating that it has a halachic status. If a person swears that he will or won't do something, it actually creates a chalois, something that binds him now to do what he said he's going to do. There's something called shvuah sa'idus, shvuah sa'dayonim, shvuah sa'pekodim, shvuah sa'mayde b'miktza, shvuah sa'shoimrim. Those are sub-shvuahs of the aforementioned. Bottom line is, there are many different types of shvuahs, but the shvuahs that the third parak of Masechta Shavuos begins with is Shavuos Bitoy. So again, what's a Shavuos Bitoy? That's when somebody swears he either will or won't do something, or he swears that he did or he didn't do something. This is the classic type of Shavuah. And this Shavuah is actually very similar to a neder. And really, the introduction to Masechta Shavuos is somewhat similar to the introduction of Masechta Sadarim. A person can make a neder that will bind him to do something or not do something. A person can make a shvuah that will bind him to do something or not do something. What then is the difference between a neder and a shvuah? The difference is not that a neder is I promise and a shvuah is I swear. That means nothing in halachic terms. What's the difference between a neder and a shvuah? So the Gemara asks the Kasha, in Masechtas Nedarim daf beis amud beis, and the Gemara says neder is iser cheftza, shvuah is iser gavra. So when a person makes a neder, what he's doing essentially is he's taking something that had been previously mutter, and he's now making it usher on himself. So a person who makes a neder that he won't eat a piece of meat, from a lumdis standpoint, from a mechanic standpoint, what's happening is the piece of meat is becoming usher. And just like nevela is usher, and chazer is usher, and hektish is something that a person is not allowed to eat, there's now an idea that if a person creates a neder, he creates a new iser cheftza that is something that's subject only to him, the person that made the nether, and now this thing is something that's going to be also to him. What's iser gavra? Iser gavra means that the cheftza itself doesn't change. There's no impact, no effect that takes place to the underlying cheftza. But when a person swears that he won't eat a piece of meat, the gavra now is not allowed to eat the piece of meat. It's similar to on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, all the food in your refrigerator, all the food in your pantry doesn't suddenly become makalos asuris. What happens on Yom Kippur is an iser gavra. A person is not allowed to eat. So a neder is an iser cheftza. The thing itself that you asered b'neder now becomes a chaticha d'isura. Shavua, nothing happens to the cheftza. It's all in the gavra. I'm not allowed to eat. The chefetz itself, the chefetz is a chefetz hamuteris. I just have to observe what it is I said I will or won't do. And as a result, if I said I'm not going to eat this piece of meat, the halacha is I'm not allowed to eat this piece of meat. The bottom line is, shvuas bitoy is very similar to nedarim. Nedarim is iser cheftza, shvuas is iser gavra. Because one is iser cheftza and the other one is iser gavra, there's a lot of nafkiminas in halacha. Gemara that the Gemara discusses in Masechtas Sadarim that the Gemara is going to discuss in Masechtas Shavuos as well. One classic nafgemina, I mean the obvious one of course is, in order for a person to create a neder, there has to be a cheftza. For a shvua, you don't need a cheftza. You would need some object that's becoming aser. You can't create a neder on an action, because at the end of the day, it needs to be chal somewhere. Shvua doesn't require a cheftza, because shvua is chal on the gavra. As long as there's a person making the shvua, you now have the gavra where the shvua is going to be chal. But in terms of nafkeminas lahalacha, between neder and shvua, as a result of the fact that one's an isin cheftza and one's one's a Nisa Gavra. So a classic one is, if somebody would make a neder to be mevatel advar mitzvah, or if somebody would make a shvua to be mevatel advar mitzvah, would the neder or shvua chal respectively or no? So for example, a person makes a neder that he's not going to eat matzah on Pesach. Person makes a shvua, he's not going to eat matzah on Pesach. Says the Gemara, and it's really a Mishnah, Masechtas Nedarim, that Nedarim are chal on dvar mitzvah, whereas shvua is not chal on dvar mitzvah. And what's the svara? So take this principle, apply it, drag it, and it's actually very, very simple. Shvua is an Issa Gavra. The person has an obligation to eat matzah below Pesach. The Erev Teichlu Matzah is, how could I now go and make a shvua that I'm not going to eat matzah? The Torah said you have to eat matzah. You can't make a shvua that's going to blatantly head-on violate something that the Torah says you have to do. So if the Torah said Erev Teichlu Matzah, I can't now impose on the Gavra a chalois that's going to be contrary to the chalois that the Torah already imposed. Whereas the darim is never chal on the gavra. Darim is chal on the chefza. So what would it mean a person made a neder that he's not going to eat matzah? It would mean that a person created an iser chefza on matzah that's in front of him, or maybe even on all the matzah in the world. But the point is, the person's not directly affecting what he's obligated to do. I know I have to eat matzah. The Torah said better of teichu matzahs. I'm not saying I'm not mechuyev to eat matzah. It just so happens all the matzah in the world is aser. And if the matzah is aser, I can't eat the matzah. Just like if a person didn't have matzah, he wouldn't eat matzah. If the matzah is ba'ilam, it just happens to have on it an iser neder, an iser koinam, so I'm just not going to be able to eat it. But being that it's not hitting head on the chiyuv that the Torah imposed, it's for that reason that nedarim achal and dvar mitzvah, shvuas are not chal and dvar mitzvah. So again, nedarim shvuah is very similar. Iser neder, iser chefza, shvuas, iser gavra. Nedarim needs a chefza, shvuah doesn't need a chefza. Nafkiminas la'alocha, such as chal dvar mitzvah in the sugis of an iser chal. This is some of the gishmakarei that we're going to get to bezrat Hashem in the coming weeks. But one other important thing to be cognizant of, and that is that although nedarim and shvuas are somewhat interchangeable, shvuas is a lot more chomer than nedarim. So that at first glance you would say it really isn't a nafkimina for the lovdim chefza gavra. Okay, but in terms of the chaymer, they both seem to be very similar. I said I'm going to do something and I should be obligated to keep what I said I'm going to do. And if it's not good for a person to talk and not do what he said he's going to do, then neder and shvuah should be lumped together. The reality is it's very, very different. Shvuah is a lot more chamor than nedarim. A lot more chamor than nedarim. As a matter of fact, the idea of a shvua is actually found in Aseres Adibros. The third of the Ten Commandments is Loisisa Shem Hashem al Kechel Hashav. Now, it's talking about a very specific type of shvua. It's talking about a shvua shav. But at the same time, you don't find that if a person makes a neder that shav, Nidrei Havoi, for example, something that the Gemara talks about in the third parak of Masechtas Nedarim, that it should be something that's so chomer that the Torah says kilo yenaka. Whereas when it comes to shvu, you have this idea of kilo yenaka. It's actually one of the Aseres Hadibros. The Shitas Beis Shammai is that even though we know there's something called Hetan Nedarim, but ain't Sheila B'Shvuas, it can't be Mater Shvua. So there's a parish of Afara when it comes to Shvuah, just like there's a parish of Afara when it comes to Nedarim. What about Hatara? If a person makes a Shvuah, Shalayach HaBasar, could he sit down with three people in the morning, Shimon or Rabbeisai, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach? It's a machlaik, it's B'Shamay Besil. Besil says, yeah, we pass like Besil. Nedarim daf chof chesam al, but B'Shamay Yarkis. B'Shamay says, ain't Sheila B'Shvuahs. You can't be Sheila B'Shvuahs. The fact that there's a parish of Shvuahs Bitoy that involves a carbon oil of a yerid, you don't have that by Nedarim. If a person violates an Edda, you don't have a carbon oil of a yerid. That's something you by shvuah. Again, it suggests that shvuah is more chamor than neder. And perhaps, really, the punchline in this is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet, in Hilchas Shvuahs, where the Rambam says that in order for a person, shvuah's bitoy, to be chal, in order for it to have the effect of a shvuah's bitoy, he would have to mention the name of Hashem when he swears. So he can't just swear, but he has to swear in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. And the truth is, it's for that reason that it would make a lot of sense that shvuah should be so chamor. Because when a person's swearing, he's not just saying he's going to do something. That's nedarim, that's midvar sheker tirchak, never tell a lie. But here you're already associating HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the shvuah that you're making. And if you think about it, so if a person says he swears in the name of Hashem that he's going to do something, and then he doesn't do it. So what does that mean? It means that he's showing a lack of chashivos for the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if to say, The oimek is that just like I believe, and we all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it's in that same vein, with that same level of certainty that I'm telling you I'm going to do this. So when you don't do it, it brings to doubt now suddenly the credibility of what it is you were toiled in, which is the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chinuch explains it in Mitzvah Lama. The Chinuch rather doesn't learn like the Rambam. The Chinuch holds that you don't have to be masked with the Shem Hashem. He says the word Shvuah intrinsically means what we just said, but the bottom line is the Rambam Shita is that Shvuah Zbito is only considered a Shvuah Zbito if you masked the Shem Hashem. The Rambam actually makes a chilik between the Layachal Dvaroy and the Karbon Oil of Yoyred versus the actual Issa Shvuah. The Rambam argues, so we're going to have to get involved in that if we have some of the rate to come. But the bottom line is, Nedarim Shvuah is a Chepta, is a Gavra. We're talking about in the context again of a person who's just decided on his own volition, I'm going to do this, I'm not going to do that. It's something that he has a right to do. It's frowned upon, but it's something that he definitely has a right to do. If he does it, there's certain things that achal, by the way, all the yisurim that you have with regards to nedarim, layachal dvaroi, kachal yoytzim epivyasa, all those mitzvahs, essay and loisa essay yavad, you have by shvuos as well. But at the same time, you see that shvuos is machamer. Kilo yenaka, the concept of shvuah being in the aseres hadibris, the oil of yoyre, chitas bishamen that says ain't sheila b'shvuos, the Rambam shita that shvuos by yishem, there's others as well. But on that note, we begin Perek Shvuah Shtayim, also known as Shvuah Shtayim Basra. So the first perek of Masechta Shvuos is called Shvuah Shtayim. The third perek is called Shvuah Shtayim. Tosfos, the Baal Tosfos, very often referred to the third perek of Masechta Shvuos as Shvuah Shtayim Basra, simply because it's the second or the last perek in Masechta Shvuos that's called Shvuah Shtayim. Either way, so the Mishnah says Shvuah Shtayim Shehein Arba. So we deal with Shvuah specifically, Shvuah's Bitoy, specifically as it relates to the Karbon Oil of Yoyre. So Shtayim Shehein Arba. So again, in case we forgot from the beginning of the Masechta, one of the people that bring a Karbon Oil of Yoyre, the pasuk says Oy Nefesh Kisi Shava. If a person swears Levate Bisfasayim Lahora Oy Lahetev, basic ordinary Shvuah. And the Shvuah was in one of two ways. Either it was Lahara. He said that he's going to do something bad, or he's not going to do something good. Or Lehetiv, or to do something good. The Mishnah's example of Lahara Lehetiv is, Lehetiv is Shvuah She'eichel, that's a good thing, I'm going to eat. Lahara is a bad thing, Shaloy Eichel, I'm not going to eat. Pasuk says, L'chola She'evata Adam V'Shvuah, it doesn't matter what the action was. V'nela Mimenu, and then he forgets about it. V'uyada V'ashem, and then later he says, oops, I forgot that I had sworn that I wasn't going to eat, and then I ate. So the halach is, he's mentioned the parasha of the Karbon Oil of Yair, he has to bring a Karbon Chatos, not a chatos kavua, but depending on his financial status, that determines the level of the carbon that he's going to bring. And this is shtayin shein arba. Why? Because the Mishnah gives two examples, or the pasuk gives two examples of shvuas bitoy that brings an oil of a yared, and that is lahara or lahetiv. Either a good thing or a bad thing, but both in the future tense. In both cases, he's swearing about something he will do or he won't do. What about if a person swears that he did something in the past tense, or he didn't do something in the past tense, and it turns out that it was a Shvuas Sheker, he wasn't telling the truth. In that case, do you bring a Karbon Oil of Yoyre to the extent that it happened to Shoyik? The pasuk doesn't say that. Stating that, the Gemara is going to learn out from a drasha, klal prat to klal, ribo miyit ribo. We had already a glimpse of it in the first parak, but the Gemara is going to learn out from a drasha, you're going to be chayiv. It's not mefurish in the pasuk, so therefore we have shtayim that are mefurish in the pasuk, shein arba, which are not mefurish in the pasuk. So shvuah shtayim, shein arba, shvuah she'oichal v'shalo yoichal, she'ochalti v'shalo yoichalti. So she'oichal v'shalo yoichal, that's in the future tense. That's what the pasuk is referring to. Or she'ochalti, v'shaloi ochalti, that's in the past tense, that's the shein arba, but that's not what's before in the pasuk. Shvuah, shaloi ochal, v'ochal, kol shuchat. Person swears that he's not going to eat, and then he eats, even a kol shu, he's chayiv, divi Rabbi Akiva. Omelei Rabbi Akiva, they told Rabbi Akiva, heichal matzino ba'ochal kol shu, shu chayiv. Shezeh chayiv. Where do you find anywhere that a person should be chayiv for macholas asuras for eating a kol shu? How much do you have to eat for macholas asuras in order to be chayiv? At the bare minimum, a kezayas. You have to eat a kezevas. So sometimes you find bigger shirim, a kebeya. But in terms of the minimum shir achila, you never find anything less than a kezayas. Now, last week we spoke at Reid, but chatzi shir. But that's chatzi shir, asam and atayra, as it relates to the iser. But in terms of the chiyuvim, the oinish, that of course, Amrulai, the Chachamim told Rabbi Akiva that you don't find anywhere that you should be chayiv for a kol shu. Even Rabbi Yochanan that holds chatzi shir asur min ha-Torah, it's just asur min ha-Torah. But that there should be a chiyuv, whether it's karis, whether it's mises bezdin, whether it's malchus, whether it's a carbon, you don't find that anywhere. Amrulai, Rabbi Akiva told him, chi heicha matzino b'medabru, maybe carbon. Let me ask you another question. Where do you find anywhere that a person speaks, he says something, and he suddenly brings a carbon, such as in the parasha of Shavuos Bitoy, where all he really did wrong was swear falsely, and as a result, he has to bring a carbon el b'yoyer, chazem b'daber, maybe carbon, elamai, this is a different parasha. So if it's a different parasha, don't ask me kashas from heichel matzini b'chol atay rukula, because the parasha of Shavuos Bitoy as it relates to an el b'yoyer is clearly an anomaly. The way Rashi explains what Rabbi Akiva really meant to say was very gishmak. Ordinarily, the isser is an isser achila. So the Torah says, don't eat nevela. What's the isser? It's an isser achila. Isser achila is always b'kizayas. When a person swears that he's not going to eat something, there's an Isra Achila now? No, it's not an Isra Achila now. There's an Isra L'Yachal Revare. The Torah says you have to do whatever it is you said you were going to do. It's no different if a person says, I'm not going to walk someplace or I'm not going to look in a certain place. So too, it's the same concept. I'm not going to eat it. It's an Isra Shvua. It's an Isra L'Yachal Revare. Punked. The Shvua that the person made in this case was Shvua Shal Yoichal. So the way it's manifest, halacha l'maisa, the isser is you're not allowed to eat. But it doesn't create an isser achila. It's not suddenly macholos asurois per se that you could say, heichen motzinu ba'oichol koshu shehu chayiv, shezeh chayiv. And it's for that reason Rabbi Akiva held that this has nothing to do with what's considered achila and kol terukula. What it really should depend on is what his kavana was when the person made the shvua. And assuming we can say that when a person swears that he's not going to eat, he means to say, even pachas mikizayis, there's no reason that you shouldn't be chayiv despite the fact that when it comes to ordinary, raw, macholas asuras, you don't find anywhere an idea that a person would be chayiv for pachas mikizayis. And the Mishnah gave four examples of Shavuos Bitoy that have to bring an oil of a yair. Shtayim chenar, shtayim that I'm a furish in the pasuk, sha'oichol v'shaloy oichal, and two that I'm not a furish in the pasuk, sha'ochalti v'shaloy oichalti. But one thing is clear, that when the person says shvur sha'oichal, he's swearing that he's going to eat. Again, how do you see that? Because sha'oichal v'shaloy oichal, number one, the contrast, and number two, because the sha'oichal v'shaloy oichal I'm a furish in the pasuk in lahara oilehetiv. So lahara is the shaloy oichal, it's a bad thing, and lehetiv, that's the good thing, sha'oichal. So says the Gemara, it seems pretty clear, that if a person says shvua sha'oichal, he's swearing he's going to eat. So it doesn't sound like such a chiddush. But the Gemara says, v'rimini, I'll ask you a kasha, from a braisa, if a person says shvua lo'yoichalach, a person goes over to his friend, and he says, shvua, I swear, I will not eat anything that is yours. Or he says, shvua, she'oichalach, zok Rashi, he means to say, two lines from the bottom, be'isr shvua yehei olai, that anything you want to give me to eat, anything that's yours, sha'oichalach shvua, is be'isr shvua, meaning I won't eat it. Or if a person says, loy shvua, sha'oichalach, I'm not making a shvua to eat something that's not yours. I am making a shvua to eat something that is yours. So in all these cases, awesome. So if a person goes over to his friend and he says, I swear I won't eat your food. Or a person goes over to his friend and he says, shvua she'oichalach. The way we teach it is anything that's yours is a shvua. I swear I'm not going to eat. Or he says, I'm not swearing that I won't eat food that's not yours. It's mashma, I'm swearing that I won't eat food that is yours. What we need is the middle case. Shvua she'oichalach. So shvua she'oichalach seems to mean shvua she'loy oichalach. It's tachakash on our mishnah. Rabbi, lo'ilam lechel mash. Really, shvua she'oichalach means a shvua that I will eat. And lo'y kasha, kam b'misarvim boy lechel, kam b'she'ei misarvim boy lechel. You have to look at the context. Masnis, b'she'ei misarvim boy lechel. Our mishnah is talking about where nobody was asking the person to eat. One day, a person wakes up in the morning and he says, Shvua she'oichal, or Shvua she'oichalach. So, what's the pasha way to teach the word Shvua she'oichalach? He's swearing that he's going to eat. That's the lehetiv of the pasuk. That's why the Mishnah says, Shvua she'oichal is the achilna mashna. This braisa that says Shvua she'oichalach means a person swearing that he's not going to eat. It's disgusting, but in the sarvim boy lechel, where somebody was going over to his friend and he says, will you come eat by me? For come, and he said, lo yachilna. He says, please. And again, he says, v'lo yachilna. And he says, why can't you come over? Have a cup of coffee with me. Come to my house, eat. He says, I will not eat. And then finally, just to put an end to this conversation, he got up and he swore. He said, shvua she'oichalach. So look at the context. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat. And then he said, shvua she'oichalach. So what does it sound like shvua she'oichalach means? It sounds like shvua that I'm not going to eat. The chikam eshtaba hachi kamar shvua she'loy oichal. So again, you have to look at the context. Rav Ashi says, three shvua she'oichalach. Shvua she'oichalach means what the Mishnah says it means, and that's a shvua that I'm going to eat. The Braisa says shvua she'oichalach, which sounds like shvua that I'm not going to eat. It's not she'oichal, but rather shvua she'i oichel lach. That's what it means. Not shvua she'oichel, she'i. I means I won't. I hachi, frek the Gemara, my lemer, what's the chiddush? So the Gemara, ma'od the tema, I would have thought, lishnei de iskalile, kamashmolan. If a person says shvua she'i oichel lach, how do we know that it's chala shvua that he's not allowed to eat? Maybe he meant to say shvua she'oichel lach. Why did it come out she'i oichel lach? Because he stuttered. He just came out. He fumbled his words a drop as he said it. She'oichel or she'i oichel is very similar. And maybe he accidentally said the wrong thing. So really what the Bryce is saying is shvua she'i oichel lach. That's awesome. There you're not allowed to eat. My lememro, what's the chiddush? The Bryce is presumably saying some chiddush. Once I say shvua she'loi oichel lach, what's the chiddush shvua she'i oichel lach? Loi and I are synonyms of each other. They just mean the same thing. The Torah says, how do I know she'i means I won't? Maybe she'i means I will. Kamash malon, it means I won't. Frank Tysfus, doesn't it make sense just ask the person? Why don't we just ask him? Did you mean she'i or did you mean she'oi? Why is this a Bryce? It should be. If a person says something where we're suspicious that maybe the word just came out the wrong way, so just ask him. So Taisa says, two terutzim, inami Taisa says in the second teretz, kigoyin sheshachach. It's talking about where he forgot. It's very master from Taisvis, at least in the second teretz, that had he remembered, had he known, we'd be able to ask him, he'd be able to be machriya. Ay, dvarim shebelevein and dvarim. So this is real, real nedarim sugyas ve'inkam ha'koyim ala'anach. Tanu Rabbanon. If you look in the psukim that discuss nedarim and shvuos, so there are certain words that repeat themselves many times, ambiguous words. The word neder repeats itself many times, that's not ambiguous. We know what a neder is. Shvuah, we know what a shvuah is. One of the words that repeats itself many times is mifta. Another word is isar. Aleph, yud, samach, resh. Just a few examples. A nefesh kisi shava, levate bisfasayim. Lahora ulehetiv, lechola she yevate ha'odam shvuah. The pasik says, vimhoyo siya le'ish undareo leo, oy mifta sifasel. So you have this word mifta, levate, in a verb form, in an adjective form. So you have to know exactly what the word mifta means. Another word that you have a lot is the word isar. V'chol neder, v'chol shvuas isar, la'anis of, v'beis ishan adara, oy asra isar al nafsha. V'mhoy esil ishan adara, oy mifta sfase asha asra al nafsha. So you have the word mifta, you have the word isar. They both appear several times, a little bit unclear what they mean. The word mifta is a synonym for shvua. So whenever you see the word mifta, you can just replace it with the word shvua. It means whatever shvua means. Isar. What does isar mean? Again, not isur, but isar. Aleph yud samach resh. Shvua, it also means shvua. Isur, isur. What are the ramifications? What are the isurin, isur with a vav, of an isar without a vav? If Isar is a Shvua, then if a person makes an Isar in the context of a Shvua, he's going to be Chayiv. Rashi says he'll be Chayiv Korban Oil V'Yoreh, he'll be Chayiv Malkus, the Imlav, and if an Isar is not a Shvua, Potter. So again, what was the Braisa? Mifta is a Shvua. What's Isar? It's also a Shvua. What are the ramifications of an Isar? It depends. If Isar is a Shvua, then you treat it like a Shvua. If Isar is not a Shvua, then you don't treat it like a shvua. Frank the Gemara, imato oimer isa shvua. How do you read the beginning of the brisa to the end of the brisa? Va amrit isa shvua. You said isa is a shvua. How could you say 9 seconds later, if isa is a shvua, amrabai hachi kamar, mifta shvua, mifta is a shvua. Isar is not a shvua, but rather mitvus b'shvua. What he means to do is he means to be matvus b'shvua. What does matvus b'shvua mean? Let's see Rashi inside. Dibra maskel isar mitvas b'shua. Isar alai kikrazu. If a person says isar alai kikrazu, harehu kamisha nishba ala kikar. It's as if this person had sworn that this kikar or a kikar will be asar b'isar shvua. V'chosar, there's a second step. V'omar al kikar achar. On a kikar that he didn't swear about, harehu kizeh. Because I want this to be like that. Once you hit this, it's a sheni berisha. So Isar is a shvua, but it's not a classic shvua. A classic shvua is where a person says shvua shaloi eichal kikrazu. Over here, he didn't say shvua shaloi eichal kikrazu. He said shvua shaloi eichal kikra acheres. And now he said Isar kikrazu. The tench of Isar is, I'm now connecting this kikar to the other kikar. And it's as if I'm saying, I want this kikar to be like that. See, he never said shaloi oichal kikarzu. He never uttered the word shua. He uttered the word isar, but the word isar intrinsically means that I want this kikar to be like the other kikar that's already asr b'shua. And that's the idea of hatfasas. I'm making it asr, but without uttering the words isar. Aleph Yud Samach Vav Resh. I'm uttering the words Isar, Aleph Yud Samach Resh. Without the Vav. And what that does is it connects it, it binds it to something else. Ramban says it's Miloshim Mater Asurim. Mater Asurim. Asur means when you're tied down. Miloshim Kosher. You're tied. You're connected. That's what I'm doing. I'm connecting. I'm tying this kikar, Hamuteres, to another kikar that had once previously Asid Veshvua. And that's the way you read the Braisa. What the Braisa is saying is, Hachi Kame, Mifta is a regular Shvua. Isar is only Mitvis Veshvua. Isar, Isar, what's the halacha when it comes to an Isar? If being Matvis Veshvua, meaning if a person wants to create Isar Shvua without uttering the word Shvua, without saying that I want this to be Asar, but merely by being matfisted in something else, by being oyser it, by being kosher it, by tying it, connecting it to something else, then you're going to be chayef. Vimla, but if not, potter. So it is a shvua, but it's not a classic shvua, and that's why the brisa is vacuuming. It's not sure. Imata oimer that it's a classic shvua, you'll be chayef. If it's not a classic shvua, then you're not going to be chayef. Rashi is mashma, and that's the way the Rishonim understand Rashi, that the suffix in the brisa is only as it relates to the chiyuvim of shvua. And the oil of Yoyred, but the Gemara or the Brisa never had a suffix as it relates to the actual Issur Shvuah, whether Matves B'Shvuah is Kemoitzei Shvuah Mipivdami or it's Lav Kemoitzei Shvuah Mipivdami. The whole Shaila as it relates to the Chiyuvim. But the bottom line is, said Abaya, the way you read the Brisa, the way you read the Brisa is Mifta is a classic Shvuah. Isar, you're being matzvus b'shvua. Says, "My the miftah shvah. How do you know miftah shvah? D'chsev, I nefesh kisi shava levate b'sfasai." You see the word levate in the context of shvua. Isar nami, but l'chura isar nami. D'chsev kol nede v'chol shvuas isar. So just like miftah is a regular shvua, isar should be a regular shvua for the same price. Elo mi'may the isar miftah shvua. How do you know isar is miftah shvua? D'chsev I astra isar al nafsha b'shvua. Bishvua sounds like you're being matfas in the shvua. Mifta nami yoksev chalashi yivata odom bishvua. Then mifta should also mean hatfas shvua. Elam rabbi mifta shvua mihachavim hoyasil ish undareo leo. This is in the context of afaros nadarim. So it says that if a woman gets married and she already had made a neder, oy mifta svaseh asher asra al nafsho vilu shvua leikamar. So you have a pasuk that's talking about afar. It doesn't mention the word shvua. It talks about a neder and it talks about a mifta svaseh. It doesn't say the word shvua. What happened to Shvuah? Shvuah must be mentioned in that pasuk somewhere because the halachas pertain to Shvuah as well. Must be b'may asra atzba b'miftam. The word miftam must be the code word for Shvuah because it's a synonym of Shvuah. That's how you know that miftah is a Shvuah. Either way, the way Abaye explained the Brisa is miftah is an ordinary Shvuah. What is Isar? It's matfas b'Shvuah. When the Brisa says imat oimer, what it means to say is that if being matfas in a Shvuah is k'moitzi Shvuah mipiv, it's a regular Shvuah, then the halacha is you'll have all the chiyuvim. If not, you won't have all the chiyuvim. You'll have the Issur Shvuah, like is Mashman Rashi, but the Chiyuvim you're not going to have. Now, whenever you have Abaya, there has to be Rava. Rava Amar, Rava said, doesn't have to be, but there usually is. I have a different shot in the Brisa. Really, Mitvis B'Shvuah is not K'moitzei Shvuah Mipivdami. It's Poshet, that a person can't just be Matvis in a Shvuah. What then does the Brisa mean? Because the way Abayu explained the Braisa, whenever it says in the Torah the word Isar, it's kematvas shvua mipiv. Means it's certainly kematvas shvua mipiv dami. The question is if you have the chiyuvim or not. But on some level, it's definitely going to be a shvua. Says that Rabbi, the Braisa means something else. Vachikam, mifta shvua. Isar, nami shvua. Isar is also shvua. Mifta is a shvua, and Isar is a shvua. What then does the next part of the Braisa mean? That's where we tripped up. Isare de Isar, hitiloy hakasov, bein neder l'shvua. Stating that, although, says Rava, the Braisa is talking now, and say, I just told you Isar is a shvua. It's not always a shvua. When is it a shvua? It's only a shvua if you said it b'loshen shvua. Hoitziyoy, however, b'loshen neder, then it's going to be a neder. It's only b'loshen shvua, then it's going to be a shvua. And how do I know that? I know that because the Torah somehow put it, as we'll see in a minute, between neder and shvua, to tell me that Isar can take on neder, it can take on shvua, and zil basar, context. You have to look at the context. If you said it in the context of neder, we treat it as a neder. If you said it in the context of shvua, then we're going to treat it as a shvua. So the way Rav explains the brayis is completely different. You can take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskil, Isur Zeh, Tilo HaKos, where Rashi explains the pshat of the Gemara. But what Rav is saying is, mifta is a shvua. It's always a shvua. Isur could be a shvua, and that's why the brayis' knee-jerk reaction is Isur shvua. But then it qualifies. It's not always a shvua. When is it a shvua? It's only if you say b'lashon shvua. But if you say b'lashon neder, now what's lashon shvua? It's a gavra. Very good. What's lashon neder? It's a chetza. So if you talk gavra dig, that's a shvua. If you talk chetza dig, that's It's a neder, like we spoke out in the intro. The bottom line is, it could be either one. Hechanatili, where do you find that Issa would somehow place Haitziyai, where it could be neder, a shvua? The pasuk says, "Ben base Isha nedara, oy asra Isar al nafsha, b'shvua." So you have a base Isha nedara is neder. And then you have oy asra Isar, and then it says b'shvua. So you have neder and shvua sandwiched in between the Isar. From there we see that Isar could be either neder or it could be shvua. Sokta Gemara, v'azdo l'tamayu. So this machlik is a bayverov, which is really machlik is how to understand a braisa, a very ambiguous braisa. Plays itself out. Halacha lemaisa l'shita sayu to itmar matves v'shvua. If somebody's matves v'shvua, Abaya my Abaya said k'maisa shvua mipivdami. Rava my Rava said love k'maisa shvua mipivdami. Abaya l'shita sayu that said iser is atvasa shvua. So Abaya holds it's k'maisa shvua mipivdami. Rava who said that it means something else. It means either neder or shvua. Zulbas are context, but Hamatvis Shvua is not Kemoitzi Shvua Mipivdami Lashita Soy. He said it's not Kemoitzi Shvua Mipiv. Meisve, Ezu Yisra Amr Matoiro. Last year, Kasha, could Rava really hold that Hamatvis Bishvua is Lav Kemoitzi Shvua Mipivdami and Lashita Soy? He has a different definition of the word Isar. I'll ask you a kasha from a classic Gemara that's also in the Dorim, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Izel Isar Amud Batayra. We have another brisa that seems to address what is an Isar? This word Isar, what does it mean? Oymer Reo Life. A person says, Hareo Life, which is a Lashon Neder. Shaloi Oichal Basar, that I won't eat meat. Now we're talking about a neder. It's a little misleading because he said Shaloi Oichal Basar. Shaloi Oichal is, he's talking Gavra, he's not talking Chavtza. But for now, Oymer Hareo Life, he's making a neder and he said Shaloi Oichal Basar, I won't eat meat. Shalash the Yayin, I won't drink Yayin. Ki Yayin Shemez Bayavr. And he didn't just end there, which he could have done, perhaps. But he continued. He said that just like on the day that his father died, he doesn't eat meat and he doesn't drink wine. Today he doesn't want to eat meat or doesn't want to drink wine either. I want today to be like that day. The Lashon HaGemara in the Darm Daf Yud Beit is Kiyom Shemes by Rabbi. Or like on Tzim Gedal. Like the day that he saw Yerushalayim B'Churbano and he fasted on that day. He doesn't want to eat meat. Today either, aser, and Shmuel said, that the kiyom shemeis by aviv, the kiyom shemeis by ploini, or rabbi, kiyom shener by gedali, these are all days that this person had previously been makabel tainus on himself to not eat. So being that those days were already aser b'achila, when he says, hare olai, today, what he's being doing is he's being matfas. He's saying, I want today to be like that day. And just like on that day, I have these yisurim. Today, I want to be aser as well. So the Braisa is defining the word Isar. And what did the Braisa explain? Hatfasa. Isn't that what the Braisa did? Ezel Isar. And the Braisa gave an example of a neder, not a shvur, which Tosfos asks, but a neder. And the example of the neder is where you're matfas. He says, I'm not going to eat meat today the same way I don't eat meat. So it's a mafurish of braisa that if someone's matfis beneder, it's a neder. So midden matfis beneder, neder matfis b'shvua shvua. Ela l'rava kasha. But according to Rava, that if someone's matfis b'shvua, it's not a shvua. Then why if somebody's matfis beneder, is it a neder? A malach Rava. So Rava's going to say tirutz ve'irma hachi. The way you have to read the braisa is not ezel isar. Not Ezel Isar. Isar without the Vav. Aleph Yud Samach Resh. But rather, it's Ezel Isur. Aleph Yud Samach Vav Resh. Take a look at the top Rashi on Amid Beis. So, Tiritz Ve'e Mehachi. Ezel Isur Neder Ha'amah B'Toyro. Harei Olai Shalai Oichal Basar. Ve'shalai Esh Teyayim. Kiyem Shemes B'Yaviv. Kiyoyim Shenerek B'Yaviv. We're not discussing Isar. Isar, according to Abaya, means Hatfasa. Being matvis b'shvua, and maybe by extension being matvis b'neder as well. According to Rava, means something else. Isur just means either neder or shvua. It just depends on whether you said it b'lashon gavra or you said it b'lashon chefza. And if a person would say hare olai or isur shaloi oichal basa, would be a regular classic shvua. It has nothing to do with atfasa, because atfasa shvua is not even a good shvua. It's gemaitz shvua mipivdami. Ah, you have this braisa. This braisa is not discussing isur, it's discussing isur. Okay, but you still see that atfasa b'neder is something. So if atfasa b'neder is something, why shouldn't atfasa b'shvua be something? Says the Gemara, because this is what it means. Is there neder ha'amu batayr hare olai shaloi oichal
Yerucha Basa, Vishalay Eshta Yayin, Kiyamcha Mespay Aviv, Kiyamcha Nerg by Ploini, Va Omar Shmu Vushanadar Bama Isayayim, My Time Omakra Ishki Yidar Nedal Hashem, Adche Yidar Bidavar Anotis. Let's take a look at the top Rashi we'll learn together inside. This is a Gemara that you have to really plow through. So it's good to see the Rashi inside. Teretz Vemesach Kiloyma. Hi Tana Labim Matvas Beneda Ayri. We're not talking about Atfasa over here. Elo Beikur Neder Ayri. We're discussing Ikur Neder. Va'ashmi'ino, this is a Rashi they spend a lot of time on in Yeshiva. She'enoi chayiv b'neder, you're not chayiv b'neder, elim kein, pirsheu, va'achakach toloi hadavar, toloi bedavar hanider olav kvar. Says Rashi, you know what this Bryce is saying? This Bryce is giving us the quintessential, the perfect Neder. You want the perfect Neder? This is the perfect Neder. Person wants to make Neder, not Shvua, Neder. The perfect neder is, a person says, I want this to be aser, it's a chetza, but neder. So he uses the word neder, kainam, or any synonym of neder. But at the same time, he also relates this thing that he now wants to be aser to something else that's aser. So if a person wants a piece of meat to be aser, so he would say, kainam basa zu'olai, I want this to be aser, but he also attaches it to something else that's aser, which, by the way, is what the word kainim means. Kainim is a lashon carbon. I want this to be aser, like a carbon. But the point is, I don't just say, I want this to be aser. I say, I want it to be aser, and I articulate, it should be aser, like something else that's aser, which is what this person did. He said, Harei olai shelo yoichal basar v'shloyesh deyayin. He's made it very clear that he wants iser achila, iser shti, or he wants the basar to be aser, he wants the yayin to be aser. And then he was machfis in something else as well. He related it to something else. Kiyoyim shemeis bayof, kiyoyim shemeis bayof. He took another day where there's already an iser, basar, iser yayin, for him, and he said that I want today to be like that day. And why is that the classic example of a neder? Because the pasuk says ish ki yidai neder Hashem. That's the last gemara. Ad she yidai bedavar another. So you're not just making a neder, but you're making a neder, and you're being toiled bedavar another with another neder that you had previously made. Either way, this Bryce is not discussing isar. This Bryce is discussing the classic neder. What's called by the Rishonim as Ikur Neder, the classic way to make a Neder, and it's also not discussing a regular ordinary Atfasa. Ordinary Atfasa, according to Rava, is Lav Kemoitz Yishvua Mipivdami, and the Gemara understands that if Matfis Bishvua is not a good Atfasa, then Matfis Ben Neder wouldn't be a good Neder either. I over here, you were Matfis, but you also spoke out the Ikur Neder. He said, Arei Olai Shaloi Echol Shaloi Echol Basav Shaloi Esh Deyayin, and then you added to that, Kiyem Shemez Bayavav, Kiyem Shemez Bayplani. Avad the Rav is going to agree that if you say Isser and then you're Matfis, that's good. It's not gora because you were matvis. To the contrary, that's actually the optimal way of doing it. That's perfect. The machlokes of Ayva Rava is where a person is matvis b'shvua, or like the Gemara says, matvis b'neder. Same thing. And you didn't speak out to Isser. All you did was you were matvis. That's machlokes of Ayva Rava. It really relates to what the definition of Isser is. Aydes braisa. This braisa, according to Abaya, taka means isar. It means a regular hatfasa, perhaps. But according to I know what you're going to ask. But according to Rava, why does the Brisa say Shalei Echol according to Abaya? No. Oh, no. Okay. But according to... why does it mention Lashon Gavra discussing Ikur Neder?
No, Neder is very mustabah that you could be matzvah, and Shua is very not mustabah that you could be matzvah. Because it's a chavtza, it makes sense.
Right, so how are you matvis b'chal shvua? Unless you be matvis in the gavra. So you're getting into the lumdus. The bottom line is, Zok de Gemara Vayter, Kiyem Shemes Bayaviv Pshita. Why the Bryce have to mention Kiyem Shemes Bayaviv? Why don't you just say Harei Olai Shalei Echol Basav Shalei Esh Deyayin Kiyem Shemes Bayplani? Why are we getting specific? Kiyem Shemes Bayaviv. Zok de Gemara Kiyem Shenerg Bay Gedalia Menachikim Etzrichle. The Chiddush is Yom Shemes Bay Gedalia. So good, I think man would have thought. Given the Chilo Inod Nami Yosef, being that even had the person not made the Neder, he would have been Aser. Why? Because it's a tiny Tzibur. He anyway is not allowed to eat. So Kinod Nami Lehavi Olav. So maybe even if you yourself made the Neder, it shouldn't be Aser. The Ailav Mitzvahs Ben Neder. It's not considered Atvasa. Kamash Malon. That it is considered Atvasa because there's a rule in Atvasa. I feel like we have to learn the whole Masechta Sadarma, Regalachas, to get through these blatter. But there's a rule in Atfasa, Atshayida bedavar anadar, veloy bedavar aser. So even though there's an idea of Atfasa when it comes to Nadar, Rashi just explained, Ikur Neder is Bahatfasa, but at the same time, the thing that you're being matvis in has to be what's called a davar anadar,
not a, something that you yourself made aser. But if something that the Torah made aser, like Nevela and Chazer and Basu V'Cholov, things like that, over there you're not going to have those. I would have thought if a person is matzvus b'yemshem meis b'gedalia v'nachikam, even if you yourself made a personal neder, a person swore he's not going to eat on same gedalia, maybe it's not considered a day of davar another because you anyways weren't allowed to eat because of the tiny sibur. So there's a chiddush in b'yemshem meis b'gedalia. Gedalia ben Achikam, so we already mentioned others as well. Either way, the Afrab Yechon and Savadol Hadar Rav, Yechon also holds like Rav, that Isar is not being, is not a matfis b'shvua, that's not the taich of Isar, but rather Isar is a code word for either neder or shvua. You have to look at the context. If you say b'lashon gavra, it's a shvua. If you say b'lashon neder, it's a cheftza. And how do you know Rav Yechon had said it? Listen to the Gemara carefully. What Rabbi Yechanan say? Mifta loy oichalach or isar loy oichalach shvua. What's the raya? Frankly, d'achreinim. You have a raya. What would Abaya hold if somebody says isar loy oichalach? He'd also hold shvua. Where do you see more Rava than you see Abaya? So Rashash is a very big chiddush. The Rashash says that Tanoim were makatzah. It was the derech for a time to be makatzah. Amayram used to be more mayrech. And being that Rabbi Yochanan just said, Isoloi Oichaloch Shvua, if he would have held like Abaya, that it's not really Shvua, but it's really Hatfasa Shvua, he would have said it. Elamai holds like Gerava, it's Shvua, if you say Loi Oichaloch, Beloshen Gavra. But the point is, being that he said Loi Oichaloch, he said it Beloshen Gavra, Isoloi Oichaloch is a Poshita Shvua. According to Abaya, it's Kemat Veshvua Mipim, there's even a Shaila in the Braisa, whether you're Chayv Karbonai Luvayoyr, whether you're going to be Chayv Malkus, whether it's only an Isser. So it's a lot more complicated. According to Abaya, according to Rava, Shvua Le'eichalach is just an ordinary Shvua, being that he wasn't Meirich, the Kitzer Haloshan of Rabbi Yochanan is Meirich, that Shvua Le'eichalach must be Rava and not Abaya. Either way, two Ha'aras. The first Ha'ara, just because you have to mention it, is a Rashi, the top Rashi that we learned a little bit inside, discuss what the classic Nether is. Iker neder. What's the classic neder? Which, according to Rav, is this brayse? Izeu iser amar b'Toyra ha'omer arei olai shloi oichal basav shloi eshte yayin kiyom shemes b'yaviv kiyom shemes b'rabbi kiyom shenerak b'gedalia ben achika kiyom shera Yerushalay b'churbana. What makes it classic? It's actually not classic because he's talking Lashon Gavra, even though he's making a neder, which is usually a sechetza. But it's classic in the sense that there were two tenoyim. He was able to check off two boxes. Number one, he said clearly, I want this to be Aser. And number two, he was even matvesed in something else that he had once made Aser. The first Ran in Masechtas Nedarim. The first Ran, it's a long Ran. The first Ran in Masechtas Nedarim, he discusses what's Iker Neder. What's the perfect way that a person is supposed to make a Neder? Says the Ran. Iker Neder. Hu sheyomer dover ze Aser alai. Ubein shehetfisa bedaver acher. Whether he was matvesed in something else. Ubein sheloyetfisa ze Neder. I'm about to same thing. Ella the heichas etvisa. If you're matvised, be inon sheyatvisenu bedaver another, beloy bedaver aser. It has to be done bedaver another. Ukidamin breish perik shfuas time basra. This gemara we just learned. My timer. The amakrok yidin neder Hashem. At sheyidin bedaver another. Kloy ma sheaf al pi sheneder chal beloy atvasa. Even though really the neder is chal beloy atvasa. Afilu hachi im hitvisa. Be inon sheyatvisenu bedaver another, beloy bedaver aser. Ukimoy shekasavti sham besiata deshmaya. So that, says the Ran, Iker Neder is not the way Rashi explained it. Rashi said Iker Neder is, it's Aser, he makes that clear, and he's Matvesit, like the Gemara's Mashma. Says Ran, that's not what the Gemara means. Iker Neder is Bein Shet Fisoi, Bein Shaloi Et Fisoi. Ela Heicha Shet Fisoi. That's where it has to be Bedavar Anodin. That's that Halach of Achida Bedavar Anodin. But not that Iker Neder is Achida Bedavar Anodin. Now that's Poshet. That even if you hold that Iker Neder has to be if a person would make a neder and he wouldn't be matfasit, he wouldn't be matfasit at all. It's pashut, the neder would be chal. It would be chal. It just wouldn't be ikr neder. What would it be? If it's not ikr neder, it's tuffel neder? What is it? I thought you're either a neder or you're not a neder. It would be what we know as yadis. So there's a concept of a yad. A yad means where a person says a loshoin that's moira neder, or it's moira shfur, or it's noida cherim, it's moira naziris. Kimavur of Mishnah, Nadarm da Bezam and Al, Kimavur of Mishnah, Nazar da Bezam and Al, Kimavur of Mesachtas Kedushan da Fehim, the different sugis where you have the other. So there's an idea where a person could say a miktas loshoy and a halach, it's going to take it on
the status as if you said it properly. So the shayla of ikur neder, not ikur neder, is negeyo, what the proper way to do it is. It doesn't mean that if you do it improperly, it's automatically not going to be a neder. There is a concept of yodis. But in yodis, you have to read time mechichas, time she'enu mechichas, is there malchus b'yodis, is there not malchus b'yodis, is there an oil of yoyri by a shvuz bita b'yodis, so you're going to get involved in all the different sugyas of yodis. But as it relates to ikur neder, that seems to be a machlokes at first glance. Rashi, tafchofa mebeza mesach the shvuz, a perik shvuz, shtayim basra. Rashi says, ikur neder is, you say, I want this to be asr, and you're machlokes. Of course, Badavar another. The Ran makes it very clear that Bein Shehetvisoi, Bein Shaloyetvisoi, aye, what does the Gemara mean? It means if you're matfisit, it has to be Badavar another. But not that you have to be matfisit. The second Aura, that's something already on a little bit of a different topic, and that is the Ramah in Hilchas Avelos. Simin Shin Ayin Vav. Says the Ramah, it's a long Ramah, it's in Sifkot and Dalet, and Toich Dvar of one line, Mitzvah Lis Anes B'yem Shemes Avayim. A person who loses a father or a mother, there's a mitzvah for him to fast on the day that his father or mother died. The Makar is a Rivash. What's interesting is that there's no Friya to give a Makar beyond that. It's not brought down anywhere. Gemara, it's not a Yerushalmi. It's not Mefurish anywhere, this idea that there should be a mitzvah. Says the Goyin, Kein Mashma L'chayra. It's interesting. The Goy usually speaks with more self-confidence. Says the guy, and came mashma l'chayra b'roish perigimul de shvuas ki yom shemes vayaviv. It's mashma l'chayra, says the Goyin, that there's an idea, there's a mitzvah l'sanis b'yom shemes b'yavoheim. Because this person who wanted to not eat today, he wants to pravus on shvuah, and he says, I'm not going to eat ki yom shemes b'yavoheim. It sounds a little bit like that was the minig. If that was the minig, it's probably a mitzvah. So says the guy, even though I don't have a mefurish of a car, imagine the guy couldn't find the makar. But this must be the makar. Mitzvah l'sanis b'yayim shemeis b'yaviv, because he's seeing our sugya, this idea of kiyayim shemeis b'yaviv. Aval ro'isi, l'maisa, the guy says, l'mafarshim shapirshu oisayayim dafka. How did the Ramo, the Rivash, know that that Gemara meant that this person always fasted the day that his father died, on his yahrzeit? Maybe what it means is the day he actually died, or the day his mother actually died, that day he fasted. And that's what he meant to be matfasin right now. But on the yahrzeit, mitzvah l'sanis b'yom shemeis b'yavoheim, this halacha sounds like on the yahrzeit. That's what the Ramah's coming to say. So l'chura, the guy says that much already, I'm not 100% sure. But either way, an interesting halacha that comes out from this Gemara. What's interesting is that the poskim discuss why. What's this Indian? What's the makar? So I looked around a little bit. Some say because a person has a bad mazel on the day that his father or mother dies, obviously it's a bad thing. So obviously Isrei mazleh, and it's a good thing to fast so that chalila, nothing bad should happen. Some say it's good for the neshama. There's different reasons that are given, but I was thinking, could be it's really pasha. On a yard site, what do you say? Drink a little lechayim, tikken, the neshama is a hobbin and aliyah. Because on a person's yard site, he's being judged again. The person's judged after he dies. And every year on the yard site, it's a Yom HaDin. There's a judgment again. Now, after a person dies, what are they judging him for? Obviously, what they're judging him for is when a person was alive and he set certain things in motion. So now we have to reassess. We have to look again and see that what happened with everything that this person did. He left over children, talmidim, whatever it was that this person had during his lifetime. So to the extent that they're doing well, it's going to be an aliyah for his neshama. To the extent they're not doing so well, it's going to be, we always speak out the Meshech Chachma with Shmuel, right? Shmuel Anavi was very afraid when the Baal HaSoiv went to call Shmuel. He was afraid, he thought it was a Yom HaDin, and it's a Pelo. What kind of Yom HaDin? Everybody asked the Kasha. There was a Yom HaDin, it wasn't a Yom HaDin, it wasn't a Shoshana, and Shmuel had died already a short while earlier. So, what was the Yom HaDin? What am I here, Gastani? Right, the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazik, he bought the light krav, he bought, he was so, why? What was the Yom HaDin? Rabbi Simcha says, because the Gemara says that the Bnei Shmuel were like Halchu B'Dracha. So much so that Kala'imah Bnei Shmuel Chata Enei Alataya. Because the truth is, they didn't go in his ways. And Shmuel thought that maybe it was something that his children had done. And it was something that his children had done that was maybe causing them now to reassess him in Shemayim. And as a result, he was going to have to give a Yom HaDin again. But the bottom line is that on a person's yard site, they look at everything that came about for what this person did. So they look at the children. That means the children have a Yom HaDin. Let me do the back of the envelope arithmetic. If they're judging the father to see how his children are doing, so what are they? Who's essentially being judged? Judging the father? Father died already. Who are they judging? They're judging the children. That means it's a Yom HaDin. It's a Yom HaDin. Daf Mefastin. Sifrei Chaim. Sifrei Mesim. Psucha. Vatim. Ayim. Shira. What else should it be? Of course it should be a Yom HaDin. But I'll just tell you one other Aura. We'll end with this. And that is that the Loshon HaGemara Masech Tzedarim Daf Yudeis Amar Aleph. Here it's unclear. But there it's Mefurish. Kiyom Shemes Bayaviv. Kiyom Shemes Bayravah. It sounds a little bit that just like there's an Indian, the Ramah said, mitzvah l'sanis b'yem shemes by avoyim. And the Goyim said that mashma l'chayra, the makar is what? Our Gemara right here, Masech Shavuos, that mehai taima, there should be an Indian, mitzvah l'sanis b'yem shemes by rabbi. That a person whose father dies, there should be a mitzvah to fast. I'll tell you something very interesting. Chassam Sofer, in two places, it's in Shailos HaTshuvos Yerideya, Tshuva Reish Lamed Gimel, a classic tshuva, one of the tshuvas that are Afoichba, Afoichba, the Kulubah, and the Chassam Sofer was written to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, and he says it in Teiras Moshe as well, in a Hesped, at the end of Parashas Emor. He talks about the terrible earthquake that happened in Tzfas during his lifetime. He gave a Hesped on Tzfas, and on the Toshvei Tzfas, the people that died, and he was very bothered. He said, why did this happen? So he said, pshat, based on a medrash. The pasuk says, we said it this morning, in Baruchi Nafshi, Yichvoid Hashem lo'olam, Yismach Hashem b'mas, Hamabit lo'oretz vatirod, Yige b'horim v'yeshanu, Hamabit lo'oretz vatirod, says the medrash, that Eliyahu HaNavi was once talking to people and they told him, do you know why Hashem brings earthquakes? Bavoin HaMaisa. Earthquakes happen because of Maisers. Omel Eliyahu Zachor LaTov, Kadein Amrit, Avalein Again. I hear what you're saying, but it's wrong. Dechziv, you want to know the real reason that Hashem brings earthquakes? The pasuk says, HaMabit LaOretz VaTirot. Gisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mabit LaOretz. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the land, Ubati Karkisiyos VeTartiyos Imdim Banoi. And he sees stadiums and theaters and they're all standing. Kemoy Rom. Yerushalayim haktoish chareiva v'shameima. Then he says Yerushalayim that's chareiv mibli mesa maleib tirad haaretz. He causes the land to shake, and that's what causes earthquakes. Says the Chassam Sofer. He says, you know what causes earthquakes? Refers to it as Kinas Yerushalayim, where Yerushalayim is jealous, when everything around Yerushalayim is knocking, but Yerushalayim, no one's mesim lev, and it's shomeima, that's when all the tzaras happen. So says the Chassam Sofer, lulei de mistafina, he says that there was a minhag, he's realized over the last 100, 200 years, when people go up to Eretz Yisrael, whereas once upon a time, they'd be oilu regal to Yerushalayim, they didn't go to Yerushalayim anymore. Chassam Sofer observed, he said today people are going to Tzvas, and they're going to Miron, and he says, I understand why they're going. He says, Vide Lagamri Zemi Korev Meyashan. You have to read this inside. Samu Pneim Litzvas. They go to Tzvas. Kisham Kovar Ishali Kiyar Ashbi Miron. Va'aribe Tzvas. V'chola Oilam L'Eretz Yisrael. And the people that go to Eretz Yisrael, like Samu Pneim Elo Litzvas V'Tferia. V'Yerushalayim Nishkecha Lagamri. V'hu Ir Shem Hashem Shama. Shagam Bezman Azem Mitzvas Lalis L'Regal Yerushalayim. V'chein Oichiach V'yakiv Em Nemeshelus Yaivetz Chelik Aleph. But nobody cares about that. Loisam Yishalev. People are not Oilu Regal to Yerushalayim. Elo Lalis Litzvas. They're Oilu Regal. But not Yerushalayim. They're going to Tzvas Lilula de Rashbi. A Lag BaOmer. They go to Yerushalayim. That's when they go up to Miron. Ashik Far Hoyuli Vikuach Bezem Agoyim Rab Zalman Margolis Zatzal. He said, I already had a Vikuach. It's printed in the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. It's the Tshuva I just mentioned. I had a Vikuach. Sounds like Ephraim Zalman didn't agree. But we went back and forth. Hecha Matsinu Lasis Yoy Moyet. Beyond Siluk Tzadik. And you know, fundamentally I have a problem with it. So where do you find it? You make a Yontif when a Tzadik dies. Halay Amu Chazal. Chazal said, Hare Yolai Shaloy Lechel Basar. Ki Yoy Shemesh by Rabbi. You see, there was an Indian to fast. Ramah springs in regarding other v'ima. Okay, it's not brought down in Ramah. But the bottom line is, you see clearly in the Gemara, came mashma l'chayri, you for sure have, like the Goyen said. So you see, there's an idea to make him the yom tainus. The Zayin Adam, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu yom tainus. V'chein Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh, Shemes by Nadav Aviyu. V'yud Nisan, Shemes by Miriam. V'chof of Nisan, Yom Shemes, Yeshua ben Nun. So what's going on over here? Says the Chassam Sofer, and don't tell me from the fact that it's called the Yom Dehilula. So you see, it's a Yom of Halal, it's a Yom of the Hilula. Mayin dekarlei b'zayir Hilula, it means something completely different. Al derech shamru chazal b'msechtes maikot and kotzaf aloi lomoi v'lokach mimenu nafshois nefesh nikiyim v'tzadik v'somach behem kekalach hadosho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel, when the tzadik comes up to Shemayim, it's a Yom of the Hilula. Because for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a chasana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy that it is a feeling of kekalach hadosho in Shemayim. But not on this world. On this world, it's a yom tainus. That's where Zayin Adar v'chulei v'chulei. Bottom line is, so the Chassam Sofer had a problem with the fact that people were going to Tzfas Miron Tveria as opposed to Yerushalayim. What's going on over here? There's a mitzvah to be oilu regel to Yerushalayim, not to Tzfas Miron Tveria. That's good, but that shouldn't be the only place people go. But they samu Yerushalayim alei and befrat
on a yard site, no less, and you turn it into a yontif. And the tshuva, he adds issues that he had in general. We can't be mechadash yomim tovim. Quotes the Gemara Shana Daf Yudches of Advarim Atikin. Classic raid from the Chassam Sofer. But as he related it back to the earthquake, see, he said Yerushalayim has been watching this happen. And Yerushalayim got jealous. And because Yerushalayim got jealous, it was Hamabit La'aretz Vatirad, and that's what caused the earthquake. The way Eliyahu HaNavi said it in the Medrash Sheikhet Tov and the Alkit Shemoini, that what causes earthquakes? It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down and he sees Bati Karkisiyas Vetartiyas Umdim Banu Kamei Ramin. For Yerushalayim Akdoisha Chareva Mishanema Bli Mesem Alev. So even though this is not Bati Karkisiyas Vetartiyas, it's Mekoimis Kadoshim, but at the same time, people aren't being Mesem Yerushalayim Alev, and that's what caused the whole thing. Just one final ha'ara, relate this to Yon of the Yom. So that tshuva Reish Lam, it's actually a few tshuvas, Reish Lam Gimel, Reish Lam Dalet. So the title of the tshuva is Kedushas Ha'aretz V'Kedushas HaMikdash. That was the title. And he starts off, as you would expect, discussing the Rambam Shita that we mentioned last week, when we learned Shavuos Daf Tezayin, where the Rambam Shita is that even though Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel Lashayit V'Loi Kitchel Lashalavoi, as it relates to Kedusha Sa'aretz L'Inyan Chumas and Maestres, but as it relates to Kedusha Rishalayim for Maestres Shein and Kachem Kalam, Kedusha Sa'amikdash for Makriv and Afal Pichayim Bayis, that Kedusha is Chai V'Kayim, and the reason is because that Kedusha is not Machmas Kibush, it's not Machmas Chazoka, that Kedusha is because of the Shechina, and the Shechina is Chai V'Kayim. The Shechina is Chai V'Kayim, and the Chassam Sofer starts, he starts his tshuva with this idea that Yerushalayim today has Kedusha just like Yerushalayim had Kedusha Bezman Abayas. And we have to treat it that way. And you should go up to the Yerushalayim. And he says that's why there's a mitzvah the Chassam Sofer held to be Oyle Regel Afilu Bezman Hazeh. Because go to Yerushalayim. But Yerushalayim, Daika, that's where you're supposed to go. It's interesting, he says that don't tell me that maybe according to the Rambam that holds Kedusha Samikdosh is Kitchel Osolovoy, you have Kedusha Bezman Hazeh, there'd be a mitzvah to be Oyle Regel. But according to the Ravid, maybe not. Chura, good argument. L'chayrut should be told in Machlekes Rambam Ravid. We spoke out from Tzvi'er Shkalish or old. Then Afkemidas La'loch in Lomdis between the Rambam and the Ravid. He says, if you look at the Ravid's Lashon, the Ravid at the end, and it's a big diak in the Ravid. After the Ravid says that just like there's no Kedusha Sa'aretz Bezman Hazeh, there's no Kedusha Samikdash Bezman Hazeh either, he says, L'ficha chanichna sham hayoim. If someone enters the Azara today, ain't a chayiv karas. So Chassam Sofer is medayik. Its mash was only no chayiv karas. But avada kedusha the Rabbi never argued with. He held that it's not mamish the mikdash to the level that it's considered kedusha Azara as it relates to shvuos daf tezayin and all these different sugyas. But in terms of whether it has kedusha, of course it has kedusha. That was the Rabbi's lashon. His Rabbi's lashon is that there's just no chayiv karas. But otherwise, of course. So says the Chassam Sofer today we're not handling karas. Ki einanu oiskim im chayiv karas. That's not our discussion. Our discussion of this Kedusha. The Rambam Ravid, that's a shmuz in Karis. That's a shmuz if you want to bring a carbon Pesach. That's a shmuz in different sugyas. But in terms of Kedusha, the Ravid never said this. To the contrary, of course he's Moedi. He would have said it much sharper otherwise. He just said there's no Karis. That's his deek in the Ravid's Lashon. But the bottom line is, he said, about this Kedusha. And then the Chassam Sofer says, I can make the argument just the opposite. Because Tosfos asks Akasha, Tosfos Ksubas Daf Kuf Yud, this is classic, right? Tosfos says, if there's a mitzvah zishu of Eretz Yisrael, how come Yudim don't pick themselves up and go up to Eretz Yisrael? So Tosfos famously brings for Chaim HaKoyim. Reb Chaim HaKoyim, one of the Bali Tosfos said, the reason is because it's very hard to observe all the mitzvahs. I mean that it's hard to observe all the mitzvahs, and the inish is very chomer if you get it wrong. Then we stay away from Eretz Yisrael because it's just hard. It's just hard to keep all the mitzvahs properly. So says the Chassam Sofer, I can make the argument that later Ravid, you have more vechiyuv to go than later Rambam. Later Rambam, where you really have to keep all the mitzvahs because you have karis, you have all the halachas, so you have to be careful. So maybe Reb Chaim HaKoyim was right. Stay away from Eretz Yisrael. But like the Ravid, the way I understand, by the way, Chassam Sofer says all this in like four lines. But like the Ravid that I hold agrees to the Rambam that this Kedusha Yerushalayim HaMikdash Bezman Hazeh, but it doesn't have the Chaymer of Karis. So Kal V'Chaymer, a person should be obligated to go there. Bottom line is, Toich Tvarv, he says one very interesting thing. I mean, he says a lot of interesting things, but just one more very interesting thing, and that is, he says that the Gemara says that Churban Beis HaMikdash happened on Tisha B'Av, but really only started on Tisha B'Av. The Hascholas HaSreifa happened on Tisha B'Av. The Iker Sreifa happened on Yud B'Av. So much so that Rabbi Yochanan said, Yavina Hassam, had I been there, I would have voted that Tisha B'Av should be on Yud B'Av. It shouldn't be on Tisha B'Av. Rabbi Yochanan would have had a vote. Wasn't this done? Anshik Nes Agdoila.
Mehem kamenavim chagis chayu malachi. What does it mean? Rabbi Yechon said I would have voted. Mechaschinus kasha. We've spoken about this many times over the years. With mechaschinuk was mechich from there that the tainus was never on the day; it was on the month. Tzoy maravi, tzoy mechamishi, tzoy meshvi, tzoy no asiri. They said a certain day of the month you have to fast. You could pick your day. The Anshe Knesset HaGdolah said of which day? That's a vote. Rabbi Yechon said I would have voted yud b'av, not tes b'av. It's all tanesim except basar b'tevis. That's Reb Chaim Brisker's raid. But either way, it would have said Rabbi Yochanan, I would have said that Tisha B'Av should be on Yud B'Av, not Tes B'Av. The Kotzkes Kasha. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan Esha Mishum Chitzav? Rabbi Yochanan's Esha Mishum Chitzav, so it should be told when the Haschala was. Kotzker Rebbe's Kasha. Ki Yodua. But either way, that was what Rabbi Yochanan said. So why was it Tes B'Av? Why wasn't it Yud B'Av? Should have been Tes. It's a good Aura. Should have been Yud B'Av. Why is it Tes B'Av, not Yud? Rabbi Yochanan said he would have done it that way. No one ever said a Pshat. The Haschala, okay. What's the svara? So the Chasam Sofer says a dover nifla teich dvarav in this tshuva. Says the Chasam Sofer, because we know there's an idea of ubo pritzim v'chilalua. It's a pasuk that when the pritzim come and they are mechalel, they're mechalel. They come and they embark upon the makam hamikdash and they start destroying it. Chilalua. It's actually mechalel. The kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. Believe it or not, Hashem gave the goyim the koyach to be mechalel something so kadosh, something that's kodesh kadoshim. That's an ability that the goyim have. So said the Chasam Sofer, Dovin Noira. The sreif of the Beis Hamikdash started on Tes B'Av. As soon as the sreif started, it was chal uvov ba pritzim v'chilalua. Once it was uvov ba pritzim v'chilalua, it lost its kedusha. So the rest of the sreifa didn't have the same toikiv as the original sreifa. The ikur sreifa, the sreif of the kedusha Hamikdash. That happened on Tes B'Av, because that's when it was Uvo Pritzim v'Chilavu. The Uvo Pritzim was on Tes. That was the Ikkes Reifa. The Rav, Rabbi Shuabas, said over on Shabbos, he said that we know that what did the Yevonim do? V'timu kol hashmanim. They were metame the shemen. They couldn't find the pach shemen, and that's the Hanukkah story. That's the nest that happened with the pach shemen. So he said over a kasha that l'chayra the halacha is that mashke the bay mat b'chaya. It's halacha in Hilchus Kachim. Mashke the bay mat b'chaya. Any mashke that was used in the Beis Hamikdash is not metama. It can't become tameh. Shemen is luchura mashke de beimat b'chaya. So stell sich the frage, how were the Yevonim even able to be metama, the shemen? Isn't it mashke de beimat b'chaya? So how did it ever become tameh in the first place? So he said over from Rebbe Yemeir Sirotsky, Shiv in Springfield, he said that when the Yevonim came in, they were mechalel the makam hamikdash. It was uvova pritzim v'chilalua. Once the mikdash became neschalel, it's not mashke de beimet b'chaya anymore. If it's not mashke de beimet b'chaya anymore, now already it can be mechalel. So he said, that's the nusach. Yevonim nikbetzu alai azai b'mei chashmanim ufartzu choymais migdalai v'timu kol hashmanim. It was only because ufartzu choymais migdalai uvova pritzim that it was possible that v'timu kol hashmanim. Either way, we'll pick up more Shavuos, the Nedarim, Festa Festa Rei tomorrow, Mitzvah.